There is an HBCU executive order from this president, Donald J. Trump, for the nation's 105 historically black colleges and universities. So what's the commitment from President Trump to the HBCUs in this executive order? Sean Spicer, White House press secretary.
The things that I think there's a commitment from this White House to do is to look at the various resources throughout the federal government that support HBCUs. So, for example, the Department of Defense has ROTC and ROTC programs. Is that funding being properly executed and spent? There's programs within each of the departments, the Department of Education, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, that affect grants or programs or direct funding that go to HBCUs for various different things, whether it's construction projects or teaching programs or mentorship programs, whatever it is, they span throughout the entire government. And I think that what we are committed to doing is ensuring that there is a high level understanding and commitment that goes straight to the president of how we harness those resources within the government and make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So it's one thing to have them, right, spread throughout the different departments. It's another thing to make sure that there's a direct pipeline to the President of the United States, that those programs are being executed in a way that's benefiting the future of HBCUs and the various projects and teaching that goes on there.
Many of the nation's HBCUs have been dealing with financial issues, particularly around issues of Pell Grants and the Parent PLUS loan that have cost them students and money. April Ryan, AURNnews.com.